question. Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting. Thanks for joining the hashtag I'm on so hard podcast.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast or do it in multiple places. You could also mom box us as a review. We'll read
What's
those.
That mean?
Like they can go in and do a review and send us a little message because we'll go in there and read it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. You could also just DM us because late night, I'm not doing anything productive. I'm just reading messages and
keeps us from doing small things. That's right. Kristen's got one. We're gonna start this episode out with a mom box because as Kristen threatened to do, she was going to wear a shirt from a mom.
Every podcast, I'm gonna wear a shirt that's been given to me by a mom. I think I'm covered for several. But if you have a T-shirt that you want to make for me, or you have a mom T-shirt that you want to send, oh. DMS will give you the P.O. box this week.
Yeah, we better because we need those Christmas cards to come
yeah,
to.
I know.
So we got to get a P.O. box.
Together. Okay, so this one, what's it say, Jen? Read it out loud.
It says, The Lakes, 50th anniversary, 1971 to 2021.
And I love that it's like a community T-shirt, and they sent one to you too, but I forgot it. This is Molly Wright Rossi, and I just love, she wanted to send a letter, so she sent a letter. She wrote me, Jen, a very fun story.
On a piece of paper.
On a piece of paper.
Printed out like a goddamn pioneer woman.
Yes, but I thought I'd read the last part, because she sent like pictures of her and her daughter. It's so sweet. It says, thank you both so much for all the laughter you've given me over the years. I'm a 52-year-old mother of an 8-year-old, and whoa. It's tough sometimes. You two make me feel seen, understood, and not alone in this crazy, crazy world. Thank you. My neighbor and best friend Vanessa and I planned on to come see you guys in Chandler for our birthdays. Her birthday is 10/29 and mine is 11/8, but she may not be able to go due to a family scheduling conflict. I blame soccer. Yep. We saw you last year and it was one of the best nights ever. If your plans change, we will be there. If plans change, we will be there. I've included a couple of T-shirts for my neighbor here in Tempe. Thanks again for all of the joy. Your fan and friend, Molly Wright Rossi, which she signed because this is not her first barbecue and she knows how it rolls, and sent pictures of the girls from the show and her daughter. And it's so sweet.
That's really sweet.
She was in Chandler.
Yeah.
When we did the casino show, which is our last show, right?
Yeah.
It was really special.
Yeah, it really was. I'm telling you, these things are not wasted on us.
They are not.
We have quilts. We have koozies. I was having a glass of wine out of my I Go Big Red So Hard cup.
Yes.
And Dash goes, did you have those made for the Nebraska show? I go, no, my mom made them. He goes, that's really nice.
I bring the stuff in and I go, you two do not appreciate me, but you want to know who does? Kathy,
yeah.
Teresa, Molly, and then I show them all the stuff that people have made for me, and I was like, they like me.
That's right. They made us custom cookies.
Yeah, they used
the shirt
and made me
a shirt. For me.
I have a neighborhood shirt. I am welcome in Tempe, and I might move there if this shit doesn't get better.
I think we should say that we are thankful for all of these
moms. This is our most thankful episode.
We are very thankful for all of the moms.
Yes, we sure
are. And we're
are.
Thankful for each other. We're so lucky. We're just having a conversation. We're lucky to have each other who... We've got our mom friend that accepts us.
Yep.
In
I think you're getting the worst end of the deal. I think Jen puts up with way more than I have to put up.
This woman has white knuckled it through so many stories about ghosts, dogs saving people's lives, and
I do hear a lot about.
And
you know,
I'm going to tell you a story. Is this trauma? Will you tell me? Hold on, I got to adjust this. I feel like I'm sinking lower and lower in my seat.
Getting shorter and shorter.
I'm using a different microphone, so if I sound sexy or nasally.
That's exactly what we intended.
Absolutely.
Did we say welcome to the hashtag iMomSword podcast?
We did. We said rate, review, and subscribe. Also, go to iMomSword.com and get tickets for our live show.
Oh.
The Flashback Tour! Yeah.
Can't wait for that one. It's going to be different.
It is. It's going to be different because we know some of you have been to the shows.
We have
five,
like 14 times.
Yeah.
Her name's Heather. She's lovely. She's a sped teacher.
It's
and
amazing.
We're gonna change it up. I'm excited about it. I think it's gonna be really like
there was a dad in Arizona who was like, oh no, I come with her every single time.
Yep.
And yeah. So we want it to be different for you guys. You're gonna get the same old laugh till you almost pee your pants.
But, yeah, new vibe.
New vibe. We're switching it up a little bit. Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah. So get your tickets. That's a great Christmas gift. I know Black Friday's this week. So
also, if you want to be really baller, just, I know money's tight. It's tight for everybody. But here's what we've heard that women or moms and friends are doing that I just think is so cool. Buy the tickets and then say to your friend, you're coming with me.
Yep.
Block it out on the calendar. It's in the calendar. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter what's happening. You're coming. Can we get the burp out?
No, I say leave it in. You're getting the full
sex. And my pants are too tight. So
yeah. Things are We've all been there. Yeah. No, we also fight to keep the ticket prices low, you guys. So
yeah, I don't think we've ever raised our prices.
We've actually lowered ticket prices. We lowered them during COVID and we didn't raise them again. So you can go balls out and show off and your husband can buy you a
fancy movie for any less money.
Yeah.
And you're not going to a club for any less money because they make you do a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
So this is the night that you get a bunch of your friends and you go out and you're never going to regret spending time with them.
I do feel like from me, at least, there's an inferred 2-drink minimum. Like, I sort of feel like, hey, you're out. You've got a babysitter or the husband's watching.
No, I have a 2-drink minimum. I still want the club to tell me I got to drink from there. I'm going to drink from the well, and I'm going to drink. Well, not the well, because I like to treat myself.
Exactly.
But I'm going to drink. I'm probably going to have a 4-drink minimum.
I don't care if you sneak it in your bag, man.
We see that. Yeah, we have bags. We've seen it all.
I'm willing to guess about 50% of the audience has some airplane-sized drinks.
Oh, my God.
Did you
post that meme that said, what's that smell like? And somebody said Fireball. And they're like, no, it's cinnamon, you alcoholic.
That's so true. It was on Midwest versus Everybody, which is so. When you go back to the Midwest, I don't know if y'all know this, but everybody makes you do Fireball shots.
You know what we used to drink during, talk about flashback, when I was at the University of Nebraska, and this is going to date me, it's almost my birthday, we were winning all sorts of national championships.
Oh, yeah.
And
so long ago.
Oh, my God. I remember my freshman year, I won the lottery, so to speak, the tickets lottery, never had won anything. The only other thing I won is when I was with you, and I won
skincare. Yeah.
And I was like, this is the first time my name's ever been drawn out of something, and I won. But I did win the lottery for tickets for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You could buy 2 sets in the student section. I was literally like the best seats in the house. And I sold those suckers and made money when I was waiting tables. But some games I went, and I went to the first one with my friend Danelle, and it was a nationally broadcast game. And I was wearing bright neon yellow earmuffs, and I had a brown bottle, brown bag, and I was taking snorts of peppermint schnapps because it was the only thing that would defrost your body and right on national television. So I got home. Old school voice, what do you call it?
Answering machine. Yeah.
Play, beep, and I hear, oh my God, I saw you on the Nebraska game. You were all over the screen. And then I was like, oh my God, there's a lot of messages. And then finally it's my mom. It's like, Kristen, it's your mom. I would just like you to know the entire world saw you drinking alcohol at a Nebraska Cornhuskers game.
It was hot chocolate.
Terry, give me a break, man.
What else are you going to do? Everybody's sneaking it in because it's a NCAA game.
And I wasn't 21 and I wasn't making good decisions.
You think people, Terry, for tailgate because there's like a great bar set up? No, there's not. You got to sneak everything in.
Yeah, we're like taking hot dogs in our pocket. Everything's expensive.
You're lucky we didn't wheel in a giant garbage can full of mixers and everything.
Was that jumbo juice?
Yeah.
And just taking my shirt off.
Hell yeah.
Through.
She was elegant. Appreciate it.
I was like, And then Danelle, too. And I was like, how come Danelle didn't get busted? Then we
She's sly. Kristen doesn't have a sly bone in her body.
I'm the fall guy. The yes ander. Jen's the idea maker, and
wouldn't it be fun if?
And then I go, yeah. And then that guy always goes down. And guess who else that is? My husband.
Yeah.
So the two of us together,
we're trouble.
We're trouble for you.
Yeah. We were talking about how thankful we are for these moms.
Yeah.
And we got, so when we were at one of our last shows, a mom said in the meet and greet, if you're hearing this and we just want you to know we were listening, she asked, would you do a podcast about making mom friends.
Which is really hard.
We do talk about it in the show. We make a lot of jokes about it in the show because it really actually is a question we get asked a
lot. Yeah. And I don't know, quite frankly, if I'm like the best one to answer that, because I think I can tell you what I think you should do. But I think I'm like, she's my girl.
Kristen's good at making friends. And I do. You're good at it. Even our friendship started because we both realized right away that we were from Nebraska.
Yeah, but I came on strong. I was like, we're hanging out tomorrow.
But sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yeah. I'm bossy in the beginning.
Especially moms are busy and they might go, oh, I've had her number for a while. I liked her. I'd like to get together with her. If one of you is not the go-getter, it might not happen. So if you haven't heard from a mom that you met, you got to be the go-getter.
Yeah, I was definitely a go-getter. I was like, I like her. She needs to be my friend immediately. Why isn't she calling me every 5 minutes?
And then
that's how I date too.
And then we realized we lived like right down the street from each other.
Yeah,
and I would just scooter on down the street. Yeah.
And I was going through a terrible breakup, and Jen was so kind to me. I hated when you're going through a terrible time and you see yourself and you're like, I've seen this version of a girl in movies and I don't like her. So get your shit together, but you're experiencing it. And so I was like, I'm my worst self and she's still here. So when I'm better and I'm more fun, it's going to be even more fun.
I don't remember you being that bad, but if you were, it was worth the payoff.
Yeah, sure. Look at us now.
I know, that's right. That's right.
And she can high five better because of me.
Yeah, she's taught me a lot of things, guys.
Like, put her hand in the air. Yeah, like, she was scared. It's like, I'm not going to punch you.
Usually she'd put her hand up to high five and I'd go, I don't high five.
Yeah, I don't do that. We got to change
this. It's like a thing I don't do. But I think it's really important because and actually both of us, I'm noticing some things in my own life. So now I've got a 9-year-old, 11-year-old, Kristen's are 11, 13, going to be 14, not that long. But here's the thing that I'm noticing. Friends that I had with babies or littles are very different. And like,
of course,
you kind of like get together like from a similar need, desperation. You're like, I need a play date. Do you want to go meet at the like trampoline park, whatever it is? But now it's like that the kids might not want to play together now. Now it's a little bit harder, I think, to make mom friends, don't you?
I think it's really hard. And it's perfect that we're having this conversation because I think that's one of the appeals to a small town. And I'm sure my friends that live in small towns would say, but the other thing is that then you are too invested in just a few people and you can't escape. You don't meet new people.
You got what you got.
You got what you got. Yeah. You get what you get and you can't get upset. But LA is so big and it's so expansive. And like right now our experience is one kid is at one school, one kid is in another school. My husband is teaching at another school. And like, it's hard to feel like you're putting down roots because your friendships are spread. They're spread out over time.
Right.
Not them 20 years ago. You're maintaining that friendship. Now they're spread over miles. And if you don't, if you don't like lock it down and make a night and do a thing, it kind of doesn't happen. And that's the thing I really miss about what I think small town life is like, is that it's just easy to walk over and have a beer and catch up. And I know that to be the case because all my friends that are still in Central City, Aaron and all those guys, they do that. And I see the pictures and I'm envious. And like,
I think that's a neighborhoody thing.
I
have this problem here in LA where like if a friend moves significantly far, like to one of the different corners from where I am, I'm like, well, that's a bummer.
I'm not gonna see him again.
I'm never gonna see him again. And I think like if you have to like get in your car at the end of the day to go drive to somebody and they're not in the neighborhood, it's a lot harder. Yeah. You know, the moms at my school, I will tell you there's a lot of moms at my school that I think I'll be friends with forever because these are some of the things that they're really good at. I don't know how they do it. Maybe it's Facebook. They always remember another mom's birthday.
Oh, you know, God, like, so nice.
Like kids' birthdays, we all make a big deal about it. But moms sort of like, they get like kind of forgotten about. But there is a big deal. There's a new text chain without that mom included, anytime like a month before her birthday, where the moms are like,
nice.
If we can't all figure out a date that we're going to get together. And sometimes it's like let's go do this fun, like, wine tasting thing. Or sometimes it's like, let's just go get coffee after drop off this one day. And then we'll, like, all pitch in. We all Venmo one mom and get flowers and a little gift.
That's
or a little
so
gift
nice. Card. That's exactly how it should be done. I suck at it.
Well,
I'm not really a group that does that, nor am I putting the effort out to be in a group that does that. But I will say, it meant so much to me. This is what moms do that, like, is so cool, is when I started at Eleanor's school and knew kind of nobody. I have a friend, Stephanie's there, and she's awesome, but her daughter's older. And I was brand new to this text chain. I have never even been on one of those text chains. And I was like, do I tell them that we're doing a show? Like, this is a local show, never happens. And
yeah,
put it out there, and 14 moms came. And it was so nice. I hadn't even met them. And it was so nice. But yet, I still haven't, like, circled back and been like, you guys want to just hang out? I don't know what to do.
Well, what you said is exactly right, is putting yourself out there.
It's hard.
It is hard to do. And you did it. And your expectation was nobody's going to respond. And then they all came.
That
and they
were so nice.
Absolutely lovely. And I think, like, I'm not the one who starts those text chains for birthdays. Like, it isn't me. It's always somebody else.
It's a special person. It's a type A who is.
And you know what she's good at? She's good at, like, starting the text chain, because then all the moms remember, they get the notification. They're like, yes, I want to do this. I can make time. I can, like, and if I can't come, like, I can still,
like, send the invite. If I get the invite, then I make the time.
That's
but
the
I'm not
thing.
The one that will initiate the chain, because
that was an invite, though. You sent an invite.
Yes.
You sent an invite to those moms. Somebody else sent up the group mom.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not the one that sends the birthday chain, but I do start all of the chains for every class. And
our school, so your job at school that you don't get paid for.
I have everybody's phone number. It's just
to see all the drama.
I am Mrs. Kravitz of my school.
She can like, watch all the text chains. And
yeah.
What's happening in the third grade?
Really, this year's been pretty uneventful. Yeah.
Last year was a
hit. Yeah, it was.
I was like, can you just add me?
I was having to jump on there and be like, not here. Yeah, but I think the thing that I am good in my life about, and it's good or bad, I will, like, invite people over to my house.
You're good about that.
Because it's a thing I can do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at remembering all of this stuff for everybody. Like, I'll get weird some... I try not to, but I'll get weird sometimes when people have hard things going on. Like, if they don't...
I get weird. You just want to... You find value in talking about it, even if maybe they're not... They maybe don't want to talk
Doesn't
about it.
Doesn't everybody want to talk about it?
No.
No?
I'm the opposite. I'm like, can I find a group that talks about film?
Like, yes.
I think
you can do that. You can find that.
I do like one-on-one, and I really enjoy when there is a group that I have not orchestrated, but I do think I'm good about. I really enjoy, like, seeing Sybil every now and then. Like, I would see her every day if I could. If we were in the same neighborhood, ideally you'd have a drink.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, let's all post up and have a cocktail together. But, you know, we do the best we can because everybody's got families, but you do really have to fight for that time.
Yeah.
And I find that to be the thing that's hard. And also the thing that looks really awesome about retirement centers and, places for active seniors. I'm looking at it as like, changing my mind, it used to terrify me. And now I'm like, man, that'd be awesome. Just be like a social calendar.
Yeah.
Lives together, go to the same pool, hang out, have drinks, go to bed at 9. Somebody cooks for you. Fuck yeah.
God, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, hey.
How old do you have to be to do
I don't
that?
Know. But since the like kids younger, the hotter you are,
I can party more.
Yeah, man.
I want the energy.
Like, I go post up at that bingo at 5 p.m., get a little buzz.
Right. Go to bed at 8:30.
Somebody makes me food. I go to bed at 8:30. Somebody checks on me, make sure I'm there in the morning.
It's kind of all you do is party.
Yeah, that's
right. Party and sleep.
Party and sleep.
God, that sounds lovely.
It sounds amazing. That's where I think I'm going to really hit my stride.
I think maybe it's a good idea, now that I'm, like, thinking about it, is maybe birthdays are a good way for moms to get together.
I think it's a good way to remember that the time is going really fast. Here's how fast time is going. This is going to blow your mind. Remember the blonde gal at Monique's that's a hairdresser? That's one of the stylists there?
Yes.
That long blonde
hair? Oh, yeah, yeah.
She
was Jonathan Van Ness's assistant for a long time.
Yes. I saw her what felt like 2 days ago, and she's pregnant. And I saw her yesterday, and now she's 30 weeks pregnant. And the last time I saw her, she was noticeably, visibly smaller. And now I've gone in to get my hair done, and of course, it's been like 6 weeks. And she is in her third trimester. Like, how fast.
It goes fast.
Time goes.
Yeah.
If you remember, 9 months when you were pregnant felt like, oh my God, this is going to take forever.
Yeah.
For this time to pass. And in a blink of an eye, she went from being once the baby was the size of an avocado to now being the size of a papaya.
Yeah.
Like, my head goes, Kristen, like, time is going by really fast. Make sure you're going out and having fun. And, like, don't be afraid to schedule stuff for yourself, because your mom friends need you as much as you need them.
Right.
And I always feel so good when I spend time with a friend.
Yeah.
Whether it's coffee or going on a walk.
Always.
I feel like someone views me differently.
You do. Because you'll say, I saw this person. It's like, if you haven't seen him in a while, you remember all the things that you love about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's so nice. Like, my dear friend Wendy is Jeff and Addison's real estate agent. So we went over there to their, like, open house the other day. And, I thought I had just seen
her. Isn't she like a real estate agent?
Yeah, she okay. Yeah, he also. Yeah, but I met her because we worked together at Auto Trader like a million years ago.
So she knew little young Jenny.
I was in party mode, and she was like 10 years older. She was totally in mom mode. But we would like sit in at the end of work. We would sit and like finish up our work, and like we would be talking about film, or for us it was like antiques or whatever. Like, who knew? Or, like. And she's such a dear friend. And I realized when we were talking yesterday, I hadn't seen her in a year. Like, the older you get, like, time goes by, like, so fast. It's crazy, right? Yeah.
You got to have those times. And also what's nice is, you know, we went home to do a Nebraska show in Grand Island, and I got to see Lynn, and I always get to see Danelle when I go back to Omaha, and all these people that you were raised with. Like,
yeah.
I started kindergarten and then graduated high school with these a-holes, and the way they look at you, it opens up your own mind about yourself.
Like, yes.
I saw Danelle's older
they
brother.
They just remember all the good.
Danelle's older brother, at the time, we were eighth graders, and he was, I'm trying to think what the difference is. I know she was a freshman, and he was a senior, and he's gorgeous. He's like, as a senior, he was 6'5", and just beautiful, and so nice, and I was so weird that when we would go over to Danelle's house, I would see Brett, and he was just like playing basketball by himself, or like
cartoon hearts would shoot out of your eyes.
Basically, I was like this. You know what that guy wants? A conversation with this lady.
That's don't know. What he wants. You don't
and
know.
Danelle's really shy, and I would see Brett, and Brett's a little shy.
I can tell you, he sees you at a bar, and he's 30, and you're 26. He wants a conversation with you.
That's super nice, but no way. He's like, she is too much. And I'm also like a sibling.
Plus, he's known me so long. You're like a sister.
Like, his dad was my dad's best man. So now I'm like, but I'm feeling the heartbeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, these hormones are popping. And so I go in and I'm like doing what I think is my best work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, Brett, what are you playing? Pitfall? All right. You know, I got a trick for the way that you jump on the alligator's hands to get over the puddle. And Brett is like, tolerant and nice. So I retold that story. I go, Brett, this is what I remember about you. And he was laughing so hard. He goes, it's exactly what I remember. It's exactly.
That's so funny.
I remember. And I was like, you were so nice to me, when most other brothers would have been like, I'm going to put you in a headlock. And like,
my brother was so nice too. That's you know what's so hilarious? I don't know how I got sidetracked, but everybody like that I grew up with remembers like my brother like would give us rides.
Yes, like, nice brother.
Man, you had to like beg other siblings to give you rides and stuff like that. And everybody that I went to high school with, because I spent so much time at my grandparents' house growing up,
yeah.
But I called them Mimi and Pappy, and people will still to this day be like, I just love Mimi and Pappy.
I think if I were giving advice to a mom about meeting a new friend, is I would say, take the lead. Like,
yeah.
Even though that's hard, is to say like, hey, do you want to meet tomorrow for coffee? Or do you drink wine? Do you want to have a quick cup or have a quick glass at my place tomorrow? bring the kid or don't, like, whatever.
There's some moms at my school that started after drop-off. They'd wear their sneakers and they would, like, go do a walk together.
That's so great. See, that's an organizer. That's type of hair that's getting in there.
A lot of times, you know, if you don't have to drop off and leave right away, if you have that time, you might stand there and talk anyways. And they just were like, well, let's...
That's a productive ass person.
Yeah, trying to lose some... And I do think it's a good... Like, it takes the focus off of you to be like, hey, do you know, I heard there's this mom, like, in a class or whatever, and either she's going through a hard time or she's, her birthday's coming up or whatever. Yeah. Let's you and I see if she wants to, we can do something for her. Because then the focus, like, isn't on you. It feels a little less.
Yes. And I feel like you're good at this because I think that you are very good at parties. Like, you like to organize them. You like to go to them. You like to be with all the women. I think you're good at managing strong personalities. What's up? I feel like I trained you. I'm just kidding. But you do.
I don't get... Stuff doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, I can get bothered by someone... So fast. But I think I'm good in a social situation, but if so,
totally
someone rubs me wrong, I'm like, it's all I can think about.
Much better at me than, like, meeting people that I don't know. You're better at that, but...
I love going out socially when I have a reason to go out. And I love... Listen, I'm not above going out and having a beer by myself. I just went to a sushi bar the other night, and I was like, you know what I want? I want this crab roll that I know they make. And I'm going to go get it before I go home because I'm exhausted and I've earned it.
Yep.
And I go in and the guy that, like, is the sushi guy behind the thing, he knows me so much. I come in so much. He's like, we've seen your kids grow up. And I'm like, oh, I got to stop spending. And he goes, you don't have either kid today. And I'm like, nope, I'm solo and it's great. That's the opposite of what this podcast is about, by the way.
But you know what? It's really great to make a friend of a sushi chef because they can, like...
But that's my point. When I first moved to LA, I knew it was really important for me. Like, I felt so scared because there were so many people.
Yeah.
It was little things like the pharmacist at Walgreens knew my name. His name was Ed, and he knew my name. And I was like, that makes me feel like I'm on planet Earth. I'd go to my favorite coffee shop, and I would get to know people. That's the thing that I... try to do, but I think the thing I need to improve is taking it one further step and just really getting to know a person and, like, investing in that friendship. It's harder as you get older to do that.
Yeah.
Because you've got your ride or dies that are in your life, and to make a new one you're trying to allot time, and that's tough.
It is a matter. It's that forgiveness that you have to have, which is like, there's a mom and you just love her, or just a friend in general that you only see them like once every 2 months or something.
Yeah.
There's a really good chance on that day that you see that mom that you do get together, she's had a really bad fucking day and she's not going to be on. She's not going to be like funny. She's not going to be like her best self, you know, but like you still have,
you get something. I have a friend named Erica that I see kind of like that, like once every 8 weeks we'll have coffee together. And I thoroughly enjoy that time so much. And I come out of it going, Kristen, you feel better right now. This is something you need to do more of
in
your life, is just to maybe put some time into this instead of work all the time.
Yeah.
Know when it's okay to dismount or organize something. Like, if I always, it's such a baby, I get on the chat and I'm like shaking and I'm like, I kind of want to see if anybody wants to go on a hike right now, but I'm too scared. And then I won't send the text. I'm like, whatever, I'll just go home and do something else.
Gotta send that text.
No way, I'm too scared.
You gotta send that text.
I'm scared people will say yes.
I know, and then you have to go do it?
Yeah.
Right.
And hiking sucks.
And then you're gonna feel great in like 10 million ways once you do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do better. Here's what I wanna do. It's just have a rager party and everybody gets really hammered and tells their secrets and then we're bonded for life.
Yeah.
One and done.
Or you know what would be? I would have fun doing this. Not every mom in the world would, but like...
Sleep over?
Oh my God.
I'd go to bed as soon as I went.
No, I know. Talk about putting yourself out there, by the way. Did you know how hot that can be?
Oh boy.
I have a hot flash.
It better be hot. Is this a freaking one you're going to be like, it better be somebody,
It hot. You want to know how hot it is?
Yeah.
Now, let me make the caveat. Some of you are going to very much disagree with me. And some of you are going to very much agree with me.
Okay.
And my hot flash this week is Tom Brady. Let me tell you.
So divisive. We did him.
You know why?
Put him up on a show one time and we could.
Because like whether you love or hate that guy, you want to kiss him. It does it.
So hot.
He is so hot, especially young, really severe jawline Tom Brady. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Tom Brady now, Tom Brady 10 years ago.
I know. He's a different thing.
He's not really a dick.
He was a dick. He was such a dick back then, which is one of the things that made him appealing. That was their argument.
Totally.
And I know.
Flat kiss him.
A lot of people don't like the Patriots, and that's, you know, I'm not a big fan either. They're just not my team.
He's a hunk.
He was a hunk. But so he's divorced now.
Yes.
So, ladies, you know how
and
you're like,
I'm a baby with a kung fu fighter.
And you know what he did?
Huh.
He wrote a very sad, sappy post once she had posted that, along with Stevie Nicks' song, A Landslide, which everyone is attributing to his regret. Well, he, you know, about the failure of their relationship.
She did give it a go.
She gave it a go.
She gave it everything that a woman in her position with him could give, which was, you said you were going to retire and you haven't, and you haven't been a part of this
and
life.
Your career has been numero uno
for the whole time.
Entire time.
By the way, you're Giselle. I've said before, if there was any woman I could look like, it would be her, and I would be naked the entire time.
Yeah, she's
the
gorgeous.
Entire time in public, naked. Look at me, take it all in. I'm going to say no to all of you. That's what I would do.
Like, she does have two kids, so now she's on her third with her jiu-jitsu trainer.
Yeah.
Which
is that kung fu. I'm not sure you're allowed.
I don't think so.
Jiu-jitsu? Why? Kung fu's not bad. Kung fu panda.
Well, I think we're just not saying if it's a martial art, it's kung fu, because that is a specific kind of martial art. You know? See, wait, talk about forgiveness, you guys. I'm just...
Oh, my God. You get in trouble for everything.
This is Dewey coming out. Dial back the Dewey. Okay. But this is... So, I saw on E! News... So, he has a 17-year-old with Bridget Moynihan.
Right.
And then he has a 14-year-old and 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Giselle.
Ugh.
And he said, I screwed up a lot as a parent. Which I am... More than impressed, but I am so turned. See how easy it is, gentlemen? You say a little bit of sorry, and you know what? You were right.
Humility and say, I'm sorry, and you actually mean it because we can smell when you don't. You're going to get some ass.
Talk about a panty peeler.
I mean,
okay.
Seriously, that's it. Hey, I'm really sorry. I should have been there for you more. I'm sorry, my pants are off now.
So this is what he says. He goes, the 47-year-old added that he didn't want to seem like some expert in parenting, but when it comes to his children, he does whatever he can to try and be dependable and consistent for them. For him, that also means supporting whatever choices they make in life. So now he's a hot dad all of a sudden. He regrets.
He has regrets.
Yeah. And
landslide. Okay. You're
landslide.
Phoenix.
I just love that I'm picturing Tom Brady listening to Stevie Nicks again and again in his earbuds, crying in bed,
and
hopefully naked while he oils himself down.
And the landslide brought me down. Hey, what's this down here?
All right, that doesn't feel terrible. Maybe I'm getting in a better mood. Who's this momming duo? I'm into momming all of a sudden. Kristen and Jen.
Boner time.
Show me your stomachs. Show me your stomachs.
I need to be with someone real. They're real.
They're so real.
It's a little too real. I just got done with Giselle. Maybe I go like... Not quite so real.
Yeah. No, you need to take it down a notch.
So you down 40 notches.
Exactly.
Oh my
you need
God.
Realness that only Kristen and Jen can provide.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Tom Brady, you're about to have your renaissance. You're going to get
right.
So much ass.
Let me show you what a real woman does.
Oh my God, these women are going to be like,
she farts in her sleep. She always has stuff stuck in her teeth and she cries a lot and expects you to find her beautiful anyway. That's real life, Tom Brady.
You've got regrets. You don't even know.
I'll show you regrets.
Regrets, sir. Nothing is going to amplify your dumbass move of losing Giselle when you end up with this.
That's right. Teach you regrets, you damn slut.
Bro,
me, did I bring you down in worse ways than that? Did we just podcast? I think so.